and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us for another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. Welcome back. This is Chris Carroll. Got a good show for you today. First of all, we're going to talk with the director of IT for a mid-sized company, a manufacturing company. His name is Pete Faustino, and he was important in selecting and implementing their ERP solutions. He's got a story to share with us about that coming up in just a moment. We'll also be speaking with the director of software selection for Panorama Consulting Group. Her name is Natalie Gray, and she's been good enough to join us and tell us a little bit about getting started on a selection project. That is her area of expertise, so you'll want to stick around for that.
You're listening to ERP Strategies and Solutions.
Now on to our first interview with Pete Faustino, director of IT for a mid-sized chemical manufacturing company based in Chicago. Pete, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome, Chris.
Well, first of all, Pete, I want to know, what can you tell me about Nufarm?
Nufarm is an agricultural chemical company. The home office is in Melbourne, Australia, and I support the NAFTA region out of Burr Ridge, Illinois.
Okay, Pete, and what is your role at Nufarm?
I'm the information services manager for the NAFTA region.
Tell us, why did Nufarm decide to choose a new ERP system?
Well, we had a legacy ERP system that was dated, and we found that there was issues with regards to communications with both vendors and customers. And another thing that's maybe unique about Nufarm in this economy is we're very acquisitive. So we needed the ability to ease transition of new products as well as new businesses into our overall ERP system, which was difficult with the system we currently have.
Okay. And Pete, why did you choose Panorama to help you with your evaluation and selection process?
We looked at several companies and interviewed three, got down to the final two, and then did pick Panorama. And part of that was because they are ERP system agnostic, that they didn't have any affiliation with any of the vendors that we were considering. We found ourselves in a fairly unique situation as Nufarm is a global company, and we had several ERP systems already implemented throughout the world. And we wanted to make sure that we considered each of those systems equally. So that was the primary reason we selected Panorama.
And can you tell us, what were the major steps that you took to evaluate potential ERP solutions?
What we did was we collected the business requirements from each of the different components of our businesses, both in the United States as well as Canada. And those requirements were matched up against the strengths and weaknesses of each of the prospective applications. We compared the results and costs for each of the applications, and then overlaid on top of that the Nufarm strategic goals, what we wanted to do as a company as we went forward.
And what were the main deciding factors in helping you choose the right ERP solution?
The primary factor in selecting, as we did, was the strategic needs of the business and the ability of the vendors to address the unique needs that we had as a ag chem vendor. But primarily it was strategic.
Okay. And Pete, how did the vendor negotiation process work?
Panorama assisted Nufarm in using their previous expertise in the domestic market for ERP systems, which was a great help to us because we'd not been in the market for over 10 years. So their expertise domestically helped out a great deal. Panorama also acted as a buffer between us and the prospective vendors to isolate our senior executives as well as other people in the organization from the time-consuming and onerous task of sifting through the options.
And where are you now in your ERP project?
We've made our final decision to go forward with the project. We're starting the installation and migration of our current data into the new system.
Okay. And when is your expected go-live?
Our expected go-live is no later than the 31st of January 2011. And Nufarm's a very cyclical business, so there are certain times of the year that are unavailable due to the business requirements. But our go-live is January 31st of 2011.
And finally, Pete, can you tell us, what advice would you give to someone that is considering a new ERP system?
A focus of anyone considering an ERP implementation is to make sure that the executive level support is there. Without that support, it's going to be very difficult to get the other components of the business to march along with the orders that need to be taken. The project needs to have executive level support to really be successful. It also needs to have the appropriate amount of staffing, which probably can be had with executive level support. Finally, I'd suggest that people know exactly what problem they're trying to solve, that they take the time to understand their current ERP system and their reason for a transition.
Thank you very much, Pete. That's very informative, and we sure do appreciate you joining us today.
You're welcome, Chris. Thank you.
Thanks, Pete. Stick around for my interview with Natalie Gray, Director of Software Selection for Panorama Consulting Group. She's got some great advice for us about getting started on your selection project.
Sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits? Panorama Consulting Group is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management. So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated. Call us at 303-256-6253. That's 303-256-6253. Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
This is ERP Strategies and Solutions. Now, let's check in with Natalie Gray, Director of Software Selection with Panorama Consulting Group. Natalie, great to have you join us.
Thanks, Chris. It's great to be on the program today.
So, Natalie, what are we going to cover today?
Today I want to talk about getting started on software selection projects. What do you need to do at the beginning? What do you need to think about?
Okay, well, let's get started. How do you prepare and get started on an ERP selection project?
Well, you really want to look at this almost as a pre-implementation type of exercise, as well as selecting the best and most appropriate software. You're also getting yourselves ready to follow a project and get your team together and all of those things. So you want to look at this as a formal project. You want to do a formal kickoff meeting, and for that kickoff meeting, you want to have a project strategy and a project process in place. So what's the methodology you're going to use? You want to have a project team put together. You want to have defined the scope of the project as well as a timeline.
All right. And as a company prepares for an ERP software selection project, Natalie, should they have a well-defined scope?
Chris, that's a very good question. And the answer really is yes and no. In a implementation, the scope should be very well defined. And you need this to be able to plan correctly and to avoid cost overruns. So by the time you start the actual implementation, having scope tight is very, very important. However, in the software selection process, you don't have to have your scope as tight. You want to go in there knowing all the functional areas you want to look at, but you don't want to spend a lot of time trying to figure out, well, is HR in or out? Or are we really going to do EDI or not? If you think you're going to do it, you're better off putting that in scope for the software selection project. That way you get the requirements laid out for you as part of the process of the software selection. You're looking at the vendors and seeing if they have that functionality. And as you go through the software selection process, it'll start to come to light, is that something we need to do now or is that something we want to do later? But you want to ensure you're looking at everything you might want so that the software vendor you select will handle all your needs for today and in the future. So when scope's concerned in software selection, we want it to be broader as opposed to smaller. But then when you get to the implementation, you definitely want to have a very tight scope and keep track of that and adhere to that. And one of the worst things you can do in implementation is have scope creep. But in software selection, you want that very broad. You don't want to have scope creep after you initially decide what you'll be looking at. But if you think it should be in, it should be in.
Right. Now tell me, who should be on the selection team?
Well, who should be on the selection team is really a lot of the same people that should be on an implementation team. And you want to make sure that team is pulled from the business side as well as the IT side. So you want to have definitely IT representation, and then you want to have representation from the business and the major functional areas within the business that will be using an ERP system. You want to have core team members that really understand the business as a whole. You want to make sure that they have a very broad understanding of the business, all its elements, the key things that make that business hum, make it different, and make it profitable. And then you want those people on the core team to be able to bring in subject matter experts when needed. And this is the same type of thing you'll be doing as part of an implementation, but the implementation is, it takes up that much more time, and you're looking at things in more detail. But the selection project gets you ready for that.
Okay. Now, Natalie, what requirements are important for a company to give to an ERP vendor to determine if they're really a good fit?
Well, that's an excellent question. Again, we want to look at the requirements that are really key differentiators of the company. We want to look at what makes them different, what makes them profitable, what makes them competitive, and then really what do they need to make sure the business hums, and also what is holding them back from being the most efficient company now. So really looking at the pain points you're experiencing now also helps you look at what are those really important requirements that I have to go after. And we like to look at a top 10 key requirements when we start going from looking at all vendors to getting it down to a long list of, say, 8 to 10. So it's good to have a top 10 of your requirements. Then you want to work with your core team and your subject matter experts to go down that next level and look at each functional area and look at all the requirements within that area. You don't want to spend much, if any, time on the real basics. Can you enter a vendor? Can you enter a customer? But if you have to have parent-child relationships, you have to have multiple ship-to addresses, things like that, you want to look at that, but not just the basics of can you enter a customer, can you enter a voucher to a supplier. Those things are very basic. And then as you go through and look at all the requirements you have, you want to also prioritize those because you want to know what's most important to you. What's mandatory to have in the system, what's maybe valuable part to have in the system, a valuable requirement, and then what would be some of the nice to have things. And also, as you look at your requirements, you want to look at what type of usability issues do I have. And when I say usability, as we talk about requirements, I'm thinking about usability from the standpoint of I've got an AP clerk and they have to enter 250 vouchers in a day and they're just heads down keying things in. Usability can make a big difference in that scenario, and you'll want to understand can the system scale to the amount of volume that you have? Or is there even a more automated way to input those vouchers than just doing heads down keying? So that's where usability plays into looking at requirements.
Okay, so we've talked about requirements. We've talked about the team. Natalie, tell me what other elements are really important to make sure that you've got a good fit with an ERP vendor?
Some of the other things you'll want to look at are support. So can you call 24/7 and get to a helpline and get to experience people and have them ask questions? And along with support is also how do they provide fixes to the software as well as upgrades? And those are all things that you pay for with your maintenance dollars. And your maintenance dollars are usually tied to the cost of the software license. So you really want to look at that, what the cost is for support. Is it 24/7? Is it just business hours? Do you have to pay extra to actually talk to someone? Do they have online information? How are those bug fixes coming out? And how are those upgrades given to you? Then you also want to look at training. So how do they provide training? Do they have instructor-led training? Can they do custom training? Do they have a lot of documentation? Do they have online training materials? Do they have tutorials? Do they have a learning management system? Those are the kind of questions you want to ask about training. Then you want to also understand what they can provide as far as implementation services, as far as the functional and technical expertise. Do they use business partners? Are those experienced business partners? Do they have a lot of those in-house? How many consultants are they? Do they bring out senior level consultants? Are they junior level consultants with some senior level consultants in there doing a bit of learning on your dime? Or what's the spread of experience to inexperienced consultants? Those are really good questions to ask. Documentation. You want to understand what kind of online help they have. Do they have other materials that are accessed maybe off of a website? How do they provide the documentation? How robust is it? How accessible is it? How customizable is it? Can you customize it so you have end user documentation for your to use as part of your implementation, as well as when you go live and you're in there using the system day to day? How good is that documentation, and can it be customized? Then you also want to look at usability. We talked about that as part of requirements, but here you just want to look at the look and feel. Is it easy to move around? Is it logical? Does it make sense? And is it consistent from different functional areas? When you're looking at finance, does it look the same as the screens you would be using, say, to put in a bill of material in manufacturing? Or does it look the same as when you're in the inventory module? So you want to look at the usability from a couple of different angles. How easy is it to do heads down input? How easy is it to move around the system? How intuitive is it? And how consistent is it? Then you also want to look at the company and their future roadmap. Their future roadmap, you really want to understand where they're going to be building on the system. So what things are important to them? Do they have functional areas that they're planning to build upon? Do they have industries that they're trying to put specific functionality into the system? Do they understand your industry? Are they building, continuing to build the software for your industry? Those are the kinds of things you want to look at when you ask a vendor about their future roadmap. You also want to get an understanding if they, might be ready to be bought out or not. Sometimes that can be a good thing because it can be an influx in cash and it can make them more stable, or it can be a bad thing because somebody may be sunsetting that product and you don't want to buy something that's not going to be around for the next 10 to 20 years. You also want to look at the database and platforms that they support and make sure that's something that your IT department can handle today or would like to handle in the future. You definitely don't want to get boxed into using a database or a platform that you're not familiar with or that you don't have staff for and you don't want to ramp up for. So those are all elements that are outside of just peer requirements that you want to look at in determining a good fit with an ERP vendor.
All right, Natalie. Well, we're just about out of time for this segment. Anything else you'd like to add?
That's all I have to talk about today on getting started on a selection project. We'll talk more about different areas of a selection project later. So, Chris, thank you for having me on the program again, and I hope this was helpful to our listeners.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we really do appreciate having you here with us. Thanks again. Well, that's about all the time we have today. This is Chris Carroll. I want to thank everybody for joining us on ERP Strategies and Solutions. And I want to thank our guests, Pete Faustino and Natalie Gray. If you'd like more information about the things that Natalie was discussing today, be sure to check out Panorama's website at www.panorama-consulting.com. We'll see you next time. Have a great day.
Register for our free weekly ERP webcast series. Download white papers or read our ERP research on our website. Call us at 303-256-6253. Email us at info@panorama-consulting.com or visit us on the web at panorama-consulting.com. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast series for more ERP strategies and solutions.